Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for being here today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. It's great to be with you. Chuck Martin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a best-selling author, speaker, and business strategy. He's the CEO and chairman of NFI Research, and he's one of the guys who asks you questions, asks managers questions. What's going on out there? What are you seeing? How do you feel about this and that? And he compiles that information, and he makes it available to the world, and thankfully we're part of that world, and he makes it, those things available to us. He's got a couple of surveys that he's conducted recently, and we're going to talk about those. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. You've been talking to executives of lots of different levels of companies about productivity, about when are they the most productive, when do they do their best thinking. You've actually done a couple of surveys on this recently, haven't you?
Yes, we did two surveys, and one actually triggered the other one. We wanted to know when people feel they're most productive and where they're most productive. And then after that, we, based on those results, we said, well, gee, I wonder where they're doing their thinking. So we looked at that as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. What did they tell you?
Well, it turns out that people are most productive for business before 9 and after 5, which we found this. We did the same survey 3 years ago, and it was almost identical. And what this tells us is that people are basically having to come in early and stay late to get done what they need to get done. And any small business owner knows that. They've been doing this for a long time. We found out from past research that we're past the 8-hour workday, 9-hour workday. We're now at the 10 and 11-hour workday. So it's getting tougher out there.
You know, I think I know why they told you that.
Why?
Because that's exactly my circumstance, especially the, you know, the after hours thing. There are two things that are going on in my head. Number one, there are no phone calls typically during those times.
That's right.
Number two, we don't feel that we don't feel pressure to be contacting somebody else, because typically they're not there either, or they're not taking their calls either. And because during the daytime, in the middle of the day, in the core of the day, when I want to, you know, I almost never start a new project or do any what ifs in the middle of the day. I spend most of the core of my day moving things along and reacting to things.
Yes, that's what we found in our research as well. That it's pretty much other people's agenda, or you're fixing something, or you're dealing with something for something.
Well, or it may be my agenda, but it's a matter of making connections, contacting people, staying in touch, making progress with this or that other person or whatever. But not a lot of, and I'm very productive during those times, but not a lot of what if stuff. Not a lot of thinking about, you know, what if this, what if that. No, I rarely start a project in the middle of the day.
Well, the good news is there's real opportunity here, because we found that the least productivity time, or least productive time, is between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's
when I take my nap, Chuck.
Yeah. Don't we all? 90% of the people we surveyed say that's not a productive time for them. So between 11 and 2 is when there's a real opportunity to either do some walking around the block, talking to customers, meeting with employees, listening, of course, which is critical, which a lot of executives don't do anymore, or don't do enough of, really listening to what's going on.
Have you been talking to my people?
No, we just find this consistently, that if you go closer to people who deal with the customers and actually ask them what you should do as a business, they will tell you, and it will actually be the right thing, because they deal with the customers every single day, mm-hmm. and then they may not recognize a trend or come up with a strategy, but they have their finger on the pulse of the customer.
You know, I wonder, on this lunch thing, well, I wonder how much of that is the time is unproductive, and how much of it is because it revolves around the lunch meal, the noon meal.
I'm not sure. We didn't ask that, although in past surveys we have looked at how many hours people are working a day, and the lunch seems to be mostly at someone's desk.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Chuck. I remember years ago when I was selling all the time, I would call my prospects at lunch, because a lot of times the boss would answer then. I wouldn't have to go through the screen. Stand by, 20 till. We'll be right back with Chuck Martin. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you use it to your advantage. The barrier to entry is very low. All you got to have is a computer and connection to the internet, and everything else there is free except for the books. We ask you to pay for those. Everything else is free, and there's lots of everything else, folks. Lots of stuff. Lots of different kinds of stuff. So I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. And don't forget to check out my blog, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. If you haven't already, join the happy throng of thousands of subscribers. Chuck Martin is our guest. He's the author of Coffee at Luna's and Tough Management, 7 Ways to Make Tough Decisions Easier. Chuck, give us your website, please.
www.nfiresearch.com. That's NFI like Net Feature Institute, research.com.
All right, so check that out, folks.
People can actually join our research, and they'll get it for free.
Oh, that's right. They just need to go there and give you their email?
Yeah, they just fill out a little form there, and it's totally confidential, and we don't share names, we don't sell anything.
Right.
And then
strict
they'll get the
privacy policy. All right, so folks, check that out when you get a chance. NFIresearch.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, we were talking about when are people the most productive? And folks, compare the results of Chuck's research to your own experience. You know, Chuck, I have found that I believe, I may be wrong about this, but I believe that the reason why people are saying from 11 to 2 is unproductive is because by 11 they're thinking about where they're going to lunch, then they go to lunch, they come back and, you know, their belly's full and they're a little groggy, and especially if they ate Mexican, and I have found that if I don't go to lunch, but that I, you know, have a sandwich brought in or something like that. But, you know, it is good to have a little downtime in the middle of the day. Maybe I take maybe I sit down for 20 minutes or so or 30 minutes and rest a little bit and, you know, and just take my mind off of what I'm working on. But I plan on not going through all of the gyrations of the lunch experience. I've found that I'm productive during those times.
You're probably different from the majority.
Well, you already knew that, didn't you, Chuck?
But if you look at the stuff, and I'll just go through small business here. Small business, you see the highest time that they're productive is between 7 and 9, and then between 9 and 11, it decreases by half, and then between 11 and 2, it drops to almost no productivity.
Wow.
Then 2 to 5, it starts to increase. And then it's back to the same between 9 and 11. It's around that range from 5 to 8 p.m. And then we've still got another 13% most productive after 8 p.m. and 16% on weekends. So
now,
that's just small business.
And there are two elements here, aren't there? There's the human side and then the environmental side, right?
Oh, absolutely. We actually asked in the same survey, we asked where they're productive. Is it at the office? Is it commuting? Is it traveling? We thought that maybe people would be really productive traveling. 98% of people are not productive while traveling. which is stunning for what we found.
You mean they're not productive when they're traveling on business?
Yeah, well, we asked where they feel they're most productive in terms of getting work done, and only 2% said they're most productive getting work done while traveling. Most of the productivity, 63%, is in the office.
Right. Well, that makes sense. But you know, it's amazing when you are traveling how much kind of, even though maybe you feel like you're not as productive, you know, for myself, so much of what I do is just making contact with folks.
Yes.
And I can do that on the road. Thank God for cell phones.
Right. Yeah, we've all seen that of people at airports. the second highest productivity location is home or home office.
Mm-hmm.
And for small business, that's a third of the people, which is really quite a lot. So that's where things are getting done and when things are getting done. They're not getting done between 11 and 2, and they're being done at the office for the most part.
You know what amazed me since I've had my own business for the last almost 20 years is how many late Fridays I'm still at the office. And I'm, what
right.
I mean, you know, 5:30, 6:30. There's something about that last hour or two, you know, after 5 on Friday when I ought to be, I mean, many days at noon on Friday, I'll say to myself, I think I'm going to leave early today. And it's very common for me not to leave till 6:30.
Right. Well, that's part of the issue is that if you leave on a Friday or any of your audience, they leave on a Friday, they know that what is there on Monday will be basically growing from Friday. The work doesn't go away when you go away. It just stays there and
right.
waits for you. So I guess the question is for someone how clear they want to be on a weekend in terms of having gotten away.
How do we overlay the research that you did on thinking with the work on with the research on productivity?
Well, we based on productivity, and we got an enormous number of write-in comments on these things on that one. We said, well, we were wondering if maybe people were thinking during these times as opposed to considering themselves being productive in terms of like just physically crunching through things.
And when you're thinking, when you say thinking, you're talking about, you know, creating things, coming up with new ideas, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we asked about personal thinking related to business.
Uh-huh.
And we said, when are you most effective? And guess what? The most effective time for business thinking.
Hold on to that thought, Chuck. We're gonna let them hang for a little bit on that one. You got to wait for a couple of minutes to get that information, folks. I know it's cruel, but it's kind of part of the fun that I have around here. It's 10 till. We'll be right back. You're going to find out when most people do their best thinking right after these messages. Chuck Martin is our guest. He's our good friend. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. It's not Sunday, but we're definitely grooving here with our good friend Chuck Martin. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Chuck. And Chuck, you were about to tell us, we won't make him wait any longer, you were about to tell us when your respondents said they did their best thinking.
Yeah, their best thinking related to business is before 9. Majority is 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and before that, followed by before 7 a.m. So it's everything is before 9 a.m. Go ahead.
I think if you don't know when, if you didn't ask them when they got up, then I'm not going to take issue with your research, but unless you ask them when do you get up and you associate that with the answer, I don't think before 7 is number 2. And the reason I say that is I get my best ideas before I ever leave the house in the morning.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if I get up at, you know, at dawn or before or whatever, which I usually get up before dawn every day. But my point is that there's something about, and as you know, there's research. We've actually covered research on this show that shows that your right brain wakes up first. That's the creative side. And your left brain wakes up last. That's the logical side.
Well, to support that theory, the other question we asked in the same survey, when it comes to personal things related to business, what location are you most effective? Number one, by a lot, is home.
Well, for me, it's the shower.
A lot of people actually wrote in and said it was the shower for them.
It's amazing. I wrote an article, Chuck, one time about, I said, you know, think right in the morning. Because if you get your idea, if you let your right side of your brain, let it run, give it some rain, let it go, and then write those ideas down or solidify them in your mind, because when Lefty wakes up, Lefty's the one that says, "Are you out of your mind? You can't do that."
Well, interestingly, between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., it is 90% of people say that is not the most effective
right.
time for thinking for them.
And I would agree with that. There's too much clutter, isn't there?
So what you have then in business is between basically 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. That's really not thinking time. If you have that knowledge when you go into work, you actually can behave differently at work, because you can say, okay, from 11 to 5, that's really not thinking time. So when someone is actually doing something
right.
for you or with you, a coworker or whatever, you know that they're not necessarily having some great thoughts about doing
right.
it. And that's when you may want to rethink what it is that you're actually doing.
1:30 meetings are not good, not all that productive meetings, are they?
well, that's exactly the point. When people are having their meetings at 1, they can now, with this knowledge of thinking time and productivity time, realize why things aren't getting done. They have to have another meeting that follows the same meeting they just did.
I always hated doing breakout sessions after lunch.
Killer.
Just yeah, like, you got to have a loud microphone to overcome the snoring. But, you know, the two things that I get from your research and from a practicality standpoint, Chuck. Number one, if at all possible, don't get back with people. Don't do a lot of connecting with people prior to 11. Try as much as you can to leave that time for thinking and for your own work, and then return phone calls and emails and that sort of thing later in the day if you can. The other thing, Chuck, that I think is important, that based on what you're talking about, is to try to set aside at least a half hour early in the morning, as early as you can, where everything's quiet and you're sitting there with nothing but your thoughts and maybe a pen and a paper or something. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. The other issue or what suggestion that we have is that between 11 and 2, since your associates are not productive as well, if you can do something with an associate that is productive during that period, you will dramatically improve the productivity of their day.
Hmm.
And they may appreciate you more for that. There's also, by the way, a lot of thinking going on. Commuting, that's the second highest location after home.
Mm-hmm.
Office, traveling, actually a third of the people say they're productive while traveling in terms of thinking. So they're not productive, but they're thinking. So what that tells us is that people actually separate thinking from productivity.
Where can we get this research, Chuck?
It's all at our website. It's all free.
Give it again.
www.nfiresearch.com.
Go there, folks, and check it out. And there's lots of other research there. Chuck, thank you for doing this work. Thank you for sharing it with us and for all the good stuff that you do for us.
Always a pleasure, and same to you.
Chuck Martin, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Coffee at Luna is a Business Fable and Tough Management. Both of these books are available wherever books are sold. Chuck, thanks a lot. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.